Welcome to Glorious Living. Today we're going to study the Word of God together. So get your Bibles out and get ready for a great time of teaching. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm so excited to welcome back our Director of Global Media Outreach, George Gomez, to the program. Thanks again for
becoming
back.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, he's back. He's
a regular.
I'm glad
to be back.
We love having you at the table, George.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love this show.
Yeah, we had a great time last week talking about fatherhood and being a father. But today we're going to study the Word of God together, and we're all talking about vision.
Vision. I love that word.
It's so important.
Yeah, we're visionaries here at Just Do Plans Ministries.
Yeah, and we're gearing up for our Visionary Conference, which is going to just be here next month.
I'm so excited.
July 10 and 11th, and that will be Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. and Friday, 7 p.m.
That's correct. And it's free registration. You can go to JDM. Just let us know you're coming so that we can know how to plan and get ready for
you. Yes, please register.
So excited. Everybody's getting ready to come to New Orleans.
People come early.
Enjoy the city as well.
I love it, too, because Boss is a vision specialist.
He is.
He sure
is. He can strike vision. If he can't motivate you, nothing can.
That's very
true.
Goodness. And that's a lot of people say that when we do interviews at the end of the conference. They are so filled up. Their vision is ignited. And that's what they say. They're like, man, Brother Jesse just knows how to get you excited to run your vision. And that is what we do here at the Visionary Conference.
That's true. We're wired for vision around here. Not just Jesse, but I think he leads us. But he's gathered a group of visionaries here at the ministry that love vision, that love imparting vision, love sharing vision. We love hearing about your vision. Mm-hmm. And that's why we plan these Visionary Conferences. We've been doing them for so many years. Yeah. They just seem to build every year.
Oh, yeah. They get bigger
and
bigger.
And stronger. The crowds grow. But we always go to a place in God where people get inspired and we get testimonies from people that are blessed through the conference. They get their prayers answered, their vision gets ignited, and we all just go to a higher place.
Yeah,
we've seen many ministries grow just being connected to Just Do Plans Ministries. I mean, they've been able to reach things that maybe they wouldn't have been able to do before.
That's
just by getting the Word of God in them, but also the way that Boss delivers it to, the way that Brother Jesse delivers it. He just gives you, he just ignites you.
Yeah.
You know?
He will always speak faith to your vision. And also, we always have seen how pastors or business people have brought their staff here, and because they all want to get on the same page. And then they, of course, after the service is over, they chat and talk about it, go fellowship at one of the great restaurants in the area or something. And it's always good to see that fun camaraderie, that fellowship and relationships that get established and strengthened every year.
It's true. Yeah. It's a beautiful community of visionaries. And I love to see my friends that I've made over the years come back, and they get to tell me about how God has ignited the vision in their lives, and they've seen it come to fruition, and they come back with another vision that they know is going to take them higher. And then the next year, we get to hear those testimonies. So it's just a great time.
You know, when you know God, there's just no shortage of vision.
Amen.
I mean, you see, it's multiple things that he'll bring to you, and it's generational.
Yes.
Sometimes the vision starts with you, but it's also applies to your children and your children's children,
your children's
which is kind of we're connecting with our program with you from last week with fathers. But fathers have a vision for their family. They communicate that to their children, and those children communicate it to their children. And that's just God's way. He says, he actually calls us to be a good man, he says, makes an inheritance for his children's children.
Wonderful.
So that's why we're excited about vision, because actually Jesse, as head of the ministry, you know, he's our chief visionary.
Yes,
he is. Chief visionary. And he actually even wrote a book called Notes from a
Vision Specialist.
And I just love the picture, too, of Boss, because he's pondering about his vision. And it's so true, because he always has something to share.
And that was candid, too.
Yes. This wasn't a posed picture. So we're catching him in deep thought right here. And it's just an awesome tool that you can use and to really just get encouraged to know that it's never too late. And then you always are equipped to go and run your vision.
Yeah, and how can they get that, Chrissy?
JDM.org. Go to JDM.org for all the ordering information on this. It's such a blessing, this book. It really is.
And I love it because it's a partnership-based
book. Yes, that's right.
And
it
I love that. So, you know, so for your donation of five or more, you can get this book right here. Give buy for your friends, for anybody.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of people are gathering with their church groups or their families, and they're using it as a tool for Bible studies and to encourage each other. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful book. I love that it says, make the vision real. God is the creator, and we are made in his image, so we should be creators too.
Amen.
And that goes with our theme too of this year's, create your world and walk in it.
That's so good.
And so it all just connects here at the ministry.
It's something how we the Lord did that. Uh-huh. He just connected all of the between the book that was planned and excerpts from past partner letters, products, and things like this. Things you're gonna that you're gonna see here and there is gonna ignite your vision in a great way.
It sure
and,
is.
And you know, it's so we wanted to put part of that a chapter from that.
Chapter
four. In our magazine, our current magazine, which is promoting the Visionary Conference. And you could see it here, but the dates here are in here. This, if you've not gotten your magazine, you can get one online. Go look at it digitally.
Yes, digitally.
Or maybe yours is coming in the mail or it's somewhere in your mail. But go ahead and get it because this main article, it's called How to Run with the Vision. We want to study about this today.
Yes, this is great.
Get into the Word of God and just break it down because this is what a lot of people like to do with chapters or notes. Each chapter in Jesse's different books, they'll do Bible studies around it. So I thought we could do this on Glorious Living today.
Amen.
I love
that. And so we're
going
to talk about how to run a vision, How to Run a Vision by Jesse Duplantis.
That's
He's not here today.
Stuff.
We're going to study it.
Yeah, we'll do it for him.
Well,
he gave us all the tools. And I love how this book says, make the vision real, but Boss makes it simple.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, he does.
That.
He
and
sure
it needs
does.
To be simple. Yeah. And one of the headings on here says, the simpler, the better.
Exactly.
Yeah, because so many, it's people get so caught up with, well, how am I going to do it, Lord? How? So hearing the word simple makes me excited.
That's right. Let me just read the first two paragraphs. Yes. It says, do you want to become a visionary? Do you want to finish what God has called you to do? Then it's time to get motivated and gain momentum in your vision for God. If you've got a vision to do something from God, then it will take motivation and momentum to run your vision to completion. And that's where you come to the point where the heading is, the simpler the
simpler,
better.
The better. I love that. And he used his anchor as Habakkuk 2:1-2. And I love that because...
And I'm already turned to Habakkuk.
There you
go.
You
say Habakkuk or Habakkuk?
I say Habakkuk. It's just easier for me.
It's okay.
What do you think? Write in the comments.
Engage with us.
Habakkuk or Habakkuk?
One of those.
How do you
Habakkuk.
Say? Habakkuk. I say Habakkuk. So is George right or is Kathy right? We need
A,
to know.
A, Kathy. B, George. Me, undecided. C, Chrissy. I don't know.
or D, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's just the word. The simpler, the better, right? We're just going to...
You know, my name is Catherine. My sister calls me Katrin. Just because it's a funny way to say it. But she knows my name is Catherine. And so anyway, but everybody calls me Kathy.
Yeah, I love that.
So it doesn't matter how you say it, just so you get to what it says.
As long as you read it.
You just hear the content.
Not what his name sounds like, but what did he say?
That's right.
Exactly.
So what did he say? Let's do it.
What did he say, George?
I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. And I love that because simplicity is key here.
Yes.
And God keeps vision simple and expects the same from us.
Yes.
In fact, I have I've had a couple of Rhema words in my life, and this was one of them. But the story goes here that when God sets an appointed time, how important that is, you know, and he orchestrates everything to just come for what he's planning to do. I remember I had a conversation with my dad, a kind of heated one time, and him and I were arguing about something. And it was, what's beautiful about this is some of the stuff I'm living now. I didn't know how I can accomplish some of this stuff. And we were just talking about that, but it kind of got heated. So we spoke and it kind of got, you know, where it shouldn't gone. So then I left the house and I went back to my apartment. I was already moved out by the time. And I called him back and I said, look, Papa, I just wanted to let you know, I'm sorry for what I said. I was reading the scriptures right now because my dad always taught me, do the opposite of what you want to do when you're angry. So I would read the word so that I would not sin.
Good advice.
Yeah, so I started reading the word and the Lord brought me to Habakkuk and about this vision. Because even though I know what it's speaking about here, it's talking about the Chaldeans, it's speaking about how long will you see injustice? You know, I know the whole story behind
it. Yeah, but the principle
But the
works,
principle is
right?
there. So I'm like, how can I achieve some of the things that I know I want to do and my dad's imposing on me and a lot of things that I just don't know how I'm going to get there. And the Lord brought this to me, and it didn't sit directly in yet, but I was looking at it. I was like, okay, well, I don't know why, but this made me ask my dad for forgiveness and say, look, I just read this thing, and maybe let's just take in. It was years ago. We're talking about almost 23 years ago. The next day, my roommate, who's my best friend, he came back from a Bible study, and he said, look, I was in prayer, and while I was in prayer, we were holding hands, you came to mind. And we're not that mushy about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, and the Lord gave me a scripture for you. Let me go get it. So he goes upstairs. And I went to the bottom of the stairs and I said, are you about to read Habakkuk to me? 2 and 1? He goes, how did you know that? I said, this is strange. This is one of the first times it happens like that. So we read it together, but it was weird that the Lord put that in him. Mm-hmm. Then the next morning, which is Sunday morning, I come to church and boss gets up with a t-shirt and jeans. Mm-hmm. He was not scheduled to preach. And he said, the Lord has been working on me on something. Mm-hmm. He said, I have to take a plane out of here. And he goes, everybody turn to Habakkuk 2 and 1. I was like, oh my God. And he begins to speak about how to keep the vision plain, that the Lord will not lie. And he goes into this whole thing of dependency on God about a vision. But that's when the Lord brought it home to me. And I was like, okay, Lord, I understand that you're speaking to me. And I love how the Lord works, because if I wasn't obedient in my study, he would have brought my best friend. If I wouldn't have listened to my best friend, he would have brought Voss.
Yep.
So he made sure that I understood this. So I studied this verse.
Oh, good.
You know?
That is so cool.
And it's wonderful, because I know that God, like Voss says, I mean, you speak about your vision.
Right.
Right? Or it speaks about you. But I love that he made it almost like, I don't know how to describe it, like a shield in my heart.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the way he wrote the shield out there, boss, and has my covenant shall not break.
On top of the church.
On top of the church. So he gave me Habakkuk for me to never forget what the Lord has said.
Oh, that's so good. And you can hold on to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in the heading here, one of the subheadings in this says, the plainer you keep it and the more you repeat it, the more others will be able to keep pace with you.
Mm.
So keeping it simple is important, but also repeating it, saying it to yourself, telling others about it. Now, sometimes when you tell your vision to some people, they're gonna give you those strange looks. Yeah. They may just show unbelief. And you have to be strong enough to go beyond that unbelief. You have to believe in your vision enough that it doesn't matter what they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that what God has spoken to you.
Yes.
And so you
That's
keep
right.
making it plain to yourself and simple to yourself because God's word is so basic to our heart. Then it'll be easier to communicate it to other people.
Yeah.
Because it's important that you share it with others of like precious faith. You don't want to share your vision with someone who's going to put it down, who's going to ridicule it, because it's like you're on a religious treadmill. You're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
It's important that you connect with people, like we often say, of like precious faith, that will bring you to that level, help you to see your vision come to pass, and will rejoice with
you. That's right.
There's so many people that want to be critical or put you down because they know that they're not walking in their vision.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why they've attacked.
Exactly. And that's what I love about the Visionary Conference is you get with people who believe with you, who are going to stand in faith with you and spark great ideas together. You know, there's some times where I get around my friends at Covenant Church and I'm talking about things going on in my life and they have ideas and say, you know what, Chrissy, maybe pray about this. You know what you should do in this or creative concepts come to mind. And it's so exciting because, you know, not every good idea is a God idea. But when you get around people who are linked together in faith, those God ideas start popping up and you get excited about your vision so that you can keep it in the forefront.
And it's so contagious too. I mean, the way that boss, I wrote some of the notes here from the article. It said, as a leader, you must know the vision best and stay committed to it. And what I love about that's one of my favorite things to do is to listen to him speak a vision because it becomes contagious even onto me and on your personal things.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, little do people know that what you and Brother Jesse have built here, how many lives it's touched, but how it's touched our staff.
Yeah, oh, yes, indeed.
You know, our personal lives, our daily schedules, everything that we're blessed upon is what you guys had a vision for.
Yes.
You know,
That's
so everything you guys went forward to do, and I always remember this, I'm trying not to forget it, that if anything's easier for me, someone came before me to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
I see that with you guys. You know, when I see boss take on the burden of many things, because he's not just a visionary for out there. He's a visionary inside, too.
Oh, definitely.
He's looking at us. He's looking at the staff. He's looking at how we're going to move forward. And I see that in him, which is what makes me excited whenever we plan something to try to execute a certain vision.
Uh-huh.
I see his momentum, but also his eyes are everywhere.
Yeah.
And he sees everything. And now we benefit from it.
Yeah.
Our families, our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my goodness.
It's well, as
so
director
good.
Of global media outreach that you are over, you're over this television ministry as well as the social media and the print, our magazine.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You've been such an integral part of so much of our staff. You know, it's important that you understand the vision.
Oh, yes.
Because the people that are working under you have the responsibility to put it in print, mm-hmm. to put it in digital and video, and so that it's always communicated. It's so important that you keep going with that, because there's a time factor between the moment that you get the vision.
Yes.
You have to meditate on it. It doesn't have, most of it, some things take, there's just a year. Some things are like 20 years ahead. Yeah. Some things we walk through 20 years. David was, God anointed him to be king mm-hmm. through the prophet Samuel. But it was 20 years before he actually took the throne.
Exactly.
So you had to stick with it. And so this is what I like about verse 3 in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. We have it like in a little pull quote mm-hmm. here at the bottom. It says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie.
Yes.
Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Whatever God says will come to pass, but he needs a group of people that will stand in faith and believe it. And don't worry about time, because time is an enemy to faith.
That's so good. I actually believe that's a note in here that we wrote. Was like, don't let time defeat you. It's note 6. Yeah. And that, I love when you and Boss bring that into perspective, because in our timeline here, in our journey, you know, if you're a woman and you have a biological clock and you want a baby, but it looks like time's running out. It gets so scared, you know, fear starts to creep in. Or if you didn't get the promotion or the job you were expecting, you get down on yourself and you say, well, this must not ever going to happen. And you let time defeat you. But here at JDM, we don't even think about time. We're timeless, eternal beings.
Yes.
And we know that God will make a way, even when it seems like there's no way. So keep standing firm in your faith. And it's just so exciting to get stirred up in that truth.
Yeah, you can't get discouraged when it's not happening, maybe on your timeline. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's for an appointed time. It will come to pass.
It will come to pass.
So you have to guard your mouth so you're not sabotaging your own vision. Mm-hmm. So many people do that. That's why it's important to surround yourself with people of faith that will speak life to your vision. Mm-hmm. And I often say it this way, because even if you've let your vision lie dormant, or your dream, some people call it a dream, mm-hmm. You need to breathe. Sometimes God will put you in a place where maybe you'll read the Word. Three people will come to you with the same scripture, or you'll go to a service and God will breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from His Spirit into your spirit, and that dream will come alive again, because dreams do not have an expiration date. Yeah. Visions do not have an expiration date.
I love that.
That's right.
Yeah, because we serve a Lord that's the Lord of time. Mm. He's the Lord
of
time.
He's so big. Wow.
You know, He's got over the
past,
present,
and future. Yeah, we live in this time factor, but really eternity.
Eternity.
He's in eternity. Whenever Jesus comes and we're in heaven, time will not be a factor.
It won't be a factor.
Maybe during that 1,000 years it will be, but after that, there's no more time.
Come on,
just
Jesus.
Eternal.
That's just awesome
and
to
I love
think
how
about.
Boss puts it here. I keep calling him Boss. I'm sorry, because Brother
That's
Jesse.
I call him Boss all the time.
I don't call him Boss. I call him a
we
lot
do.
Of things. Nice things.
But he puts it in perspective that this vision is also a race.
Uh-huh.
And I love that. And I quoted him here, and it says, in other words, there's a time frame in which God has appointed the vision to be completed.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if he entered you into a race and already clocked how long it should take you. And I love that, because we don't sometimes see the finish line, but God has already seen the finish line. And he's like, he shot the gun and we got to go.
And he knows every aspect. Because it's done in his eyes.
Well, you're never going to win if you leave the race.
That's true.
You
know, keep moving.
You got to keep moving.
Forward.
And I love that.
Yeah. And that's what they say, you know, that either there's no sitting still. You're either going forward or you're backing up.
You're backwards,
and when you're with God, he's always wanting you, going to propel you forward. In fact, Jesse has another book called about advance.
Yes,
in
advance.
That's the Christian motto. God's for the church is advance.
Advance,
we're always got to be moving forward.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And I love this. Proverbs 29, 118 says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. So I love this here, because it almost translates to where there is no revelation,
mm-hmm.
you know? Where there's no vision, no revelation, nothing coming forth. You know, it's so what is this unrestrained? It's running wild without direction, aimlessly. That's how they perish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they perish because they're aimless. There's nothing that they're pointing to.
Yeah, that's what I think one translation says, no redemptive knowledge of God, but you don't know the word, so you're not going to know where you're going. You're just like just spinning aimlessly around in life. You have to have an anchor.
You have to
have
an anchor.
To your heart, to your vision. And your vision really must be rooted in the Word of God. God's not going to give you a crazy vision that's opposite from what His Word teaches.
True, true.
And so it's important that you do share your vision with people that you trust, that believe in the Word of God, to help, in case you're slipping off in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
you know, and there's so many crazy directions I could go with that, but I don't know if I will. But you know, it's important to realize that God's word must be the basis of everything you do. You know that He wants you to prosper. You know that He wants your family saved. Maybe you have a vision for your family to be born again. Well, the Bible teaches us that it's the will of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So you know that's God's vision for your life, is for your family to be born again. Some people have a vision for a business. Maybe you have a vision to start a new business or expand your business in some way. God wants you to prosper, and He will give you the ideas. He'll give you the resources. He'll give you the favor and the anointing to get that done. There's no limit to what God can do in your life. Not everybody is a preacher, of course. That's what I do, and I'm behind. We're behind the scenes producing the gospel, spreading the gospel around the world. There are a lot of people that do other types of jobs than God needs. We need them all.
We do.
Society needs them all. And we need anointed teachers. We need anointed lawyers. We need anointed bankers. All these people, and they have these giftings, and God wants to enlarge them so that they can be the best in their field.
That's right. We need good Christians in every aspect of the marketplace, the economy, the government especially. And it's just so exciting to think about that when you keep Christ the center, when you keep Him in the center of your life and you meditate on His word day and night, no matter what you do, He's going to redirect you. He's going to give you the desires of His heart as well. He's going to plant things in you you didn't even know were there. And then when you realize, well, Lord, I didn't even think of that. Well, that was straight from heaven. And that's just exciting to me to know that even if you're watching today and you feel aimless, maybe you're like, I have nothing to hold on to. I really don't even know what my vision is. Just start seeking the Lord and He's going to reveal it to you.
I love that. It's so good.
Yeah, I love it because it puts you, like I said, it's a race. It puts you in the game. Too many people, you know, like you said, that we need godly lawyers and godly people in these. Too many times we just sit back and complain about what hasn't happened, or we complain about what's going on in society, but we're not getting in there. You know, we're not getting in the game. So it's like somebody who's just watching and criticizing an athlete and they're just sitting back in their recliner. You know, it's just like, no, you're not in the game. You're not playing it. You know, it's a whole different ball game when you're in there and you got to feel the punches and the hits. You know, so I love how Boss writes in such a way to put you in the game till you understand you're in this race.
Part of it.
You're part of it. Do something about it. And that's what I love about vision, is that it's not stagnant. Like we say around here, we don't let the grass grow under our feet. You know, there's always movement, and it's not just an aimless movement. There's an intentional movement, you know, knowing that we're running the course towards sanctification, and also within our sanctification to preach the word to everyone in every available platform and every available voice, which is why we do what we do here. You know, and I love that because we're about the Father's business.
Yeah, I love that. And I love looking back at the different visions and goals that I've had in my life that I've crossed out. Yes, done that. But I realize that God's always giving me more things to do. He's always expanding us. And you know, when you don't have vision, really you die. Really you have no purpose in
life. There's no purpose,
So we should all seek God. In fact, God will give you a vision. If you don't feel like you have one, you could seek the Lord. Don't you think? They just seek the Lord, trust Him, and He will put something in your heart, whether it's to pray, intensify your prayer life. Maybe He's calling you to be an intercessor and affect the lives of people maybe that you may never meet till you get to heaven. But regardless, God calls us to maybe people have a vision to be a partner. People have a vision to give more to the kingdom of God, because God raises up kings and priests. And so maybe that's your vision. Whatever it is, God, in fact, Jesse just told me about one of his visions that God's given him just not too long ago, maybe this last year, maybe he's been meditating on a while, but he's starting to speak it. He says, I want to be a Christian philanthropist. I want to be able to give more. And that's something he's stretching to. Big things that he's been, of course, he's always been a generous giver.
That's what I was going to say.
This is on another whole level. I mean, he's talking about being able to pay off churches and things like that. And we've done some of that, but he wants to do even more of it. But that's become like another primary vision for his, what he says, his later years, elderly years. But God is all, no shortage of vision
that's
in the kingdom of God. And so God had a vision for us, for a family, for mankind. And so He formed mankind. He formed Adam, breathed the breath of life in him, and he became another speaking spirit like God, one commentary says. So within Adam, the whole race was born. We're all a product of that vision God had for to have a family
That's
on earth. And, of course, we all know the story. I'm getting into the weeds a little bit, but the, you know, Adam and Eve fell, but God had another vision. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to the earth to restore mankind. So this is why we're here today. We love the message of the gospel that God had a vision to rescue mankind, to rescue you, to give you a savior. And Jesus Christ is a savior of the world. And we love sharing. That is our primary vision.
Yes.
Spreading the gospel, letting everybody know that no matter what you're going through in life, Jesus is the answer to that problem or that situation. Oh, that he is the one that will breathe life into the vision that you have for your life. And this is why we do what we do, because Jesus is the reason for everything that we do.
He sure is. And you know, God had a vision for this program, and people are getting touched and changed by watching Glorious Living every week. What an honor to be a part of that. And there's a glorious story from a lady who watches on Facebook. She says, I enjoy your program. I get so much goodness from this ministry, and I believe that we are meant for glorious living. Thank you. So thank you so much for writing in and letting us know, because we're running with our vision on Glorious Living.
Amen.
We doing it. We might be sitting at this table, but our spirit is running.
We're running. We're not running slow. We're not jogging.
No.
We're going high speed.
High speed, intensity, hurdles. You know, we're jumping hurdles. We're doing
it. And we love hearing your stories. If you have a glorious story, please let us know about it. You can go to partnercare@jdm.org or comment below to let us know about your glorious story and the vision that you have for your life.
Amen.
And I believe that people are getting ready to come to Visionary.
Yes.
If you haven't
you
haven't already made plans, you can make your plans to be here right here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. To be here in the house, it's more important. I mean, we'll have it on all our platforms, but it's important that you get here in the house.
Amen.
It's
get
a different experience. You do not want to miss it. The dates are July the 10th through the 11th. That's a Thursday at 7 p.m., Friday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., and registration is free, but you can go to JDM to let us know that you're coming, and we'll be looking for you.
Yes, I'm so excited about
it. We have a whole team ready for them. And just to let them know also that we'd like to partner with their vision.
Yes.
You know, just call us, even if it's just prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here for you.
Yes,
you know,
that's
I love that. And JDM is here for you. We're always here for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you can't find someone who partner with your vision, we
will.
Yeah,
we got prayer partners.
And I love that.
24/7 people
Amen.
That are ready to believe with you. If you're saying, oh, I have nobody that believes in me, I wish I could just talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, we
just
have
give us a
people
call.
Who believe and have faith.
Amen.
I mean, I pray with them a lot. Sometimes I just go downstairs to these girls and I'm like, listen, can someone agree with me? And ready to rock and roll and warriors for Jesus down there. So give them a call or write in, and we're always here for you.
Yeah, appreciate that. And we so appreciate our partners that help us to do what we do every single day. So thank you, partners, for being a part of our ministry, for being a faithful support of all these 49 years of reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
Yeah,
we love our partners.
Almost 50 years, Ms.
That's right. Next year will be 50 years.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
And when I look back at all that God has done, and all of it started with a vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Started with a vision to obey God, and then over the years, different things, whether it's building a building, purchasing an aircraft to get us all over the world.
Oh, wow.
All these different things that we've done. Buying more television time, expanding our staff. All of it started with a vision, but you have to stick with it.
Yes.
And that's what we love communicating and telling about, and that's why we love our partners, because they've been with us in this vision from the very beginning.
Thank you so much. Many of us have been faithful
over the years, so thank you, partners. And if you're not a partner, you can become a partner today. You could become a one-time partner, or you could give monthly, and there would be different ways that you can give. You can go to jdm.org, use PayPal, text GIVE, or you can select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in your donation, and it's always easy to do that. So thank you so much if God is leading you in that direction. We love our partners.
Oh, yes, we do.
It's some good stuff. I'm all stirred up. I'm ready for the conference.
I know.
I can't wait.
It'll be here before you know it.
I can't wait. We're ready for you.
We're
priming the pump. And
yeah.
I know Jesse's already got his messages. He gets them all together months before.
Oh, awesome.
And
awesome.
So it's going to be a powerful time.
But we can't wait.
Yeah,
we're
going to see you here in New Orleans.
We can't wait to meet you.
Yeah. Yes.
And go get beignets after.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah
from beignets. It was heavenly.
Beignets are like little donuts with powdered sugar on it, in case you don't know. You just give you a warning when you bite it. Do not breathe out.
Yeah.
I learned that the hard way.
Everywhere. Don't wear black.
Powdered sugar.
It'll be everywhere.
But
who
it'll
cares?
Be good.
It's delicious. That's another reason.
And then you have your nice cafe au lait.
Oh, yeah. We love
it. It's delicious.
So good. So come on down.
Come down to New Orleans. You're going to love it.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I hope to see you right here in Studio C next time. We have another great message, great story, great lessons. We're looking forward to all that God is doing here right here at Studio C. So God bless you, and I hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.